another perfect cut.
Oh my gosh, what a coincidence. This happens to be in style. Well, most important things in my life are succeeding in making my goals. And my goals are, I'd like to get a swimming scholarship to a college. And I'd like to become a lawyer when I grow up, you know. And I'd like to go to college, probably at UCLA, because I hear they have nice weather and good-looking guys. And, oh, what a party place. And, you know, it's not too bad of a school either. And, I'd like to have sixth year at high school, you know, I'd like to make a lot of friends, have a nice time with them, and I'd like to get a few boyfriends and have a nice time with them, and, let's see, what else? I'd like to go to a lot of parties, have a good time, I want to, when I grow up, I want to get a white rabbit convertible and live in a nice place and have a dog named Gidget who would never leave me, and, I'd like to work in a nice building downtown with a bunch of good-looking guys working there. I can have a nice time and, you know, take my friends out to lunch and buy my parents nice things and just be a happy person. And the most important thing in my life is to go to heaven when I die.
Yeah. I think that's it.
That was exciting because it was so foreign to the adults.
Yeah, another one of those idiots. How did he allow them to be on the air this long?
Oh, it was, I mean, they were so turned off to that music, including myself.
We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Give them credit for having that much sense.
When I first played it, I said, is this for real?
Care music.
Is this for real?
That's what do you expect from dropouts?
You told us that your competitors' jingles sound like yours. You've been telling us that you need to increase flow out of stop sets. That jingles shouldn't hang up the flow at the most crucial time. The time when you need to get from a commercial break back into music. You've been telling us that you need a new way of handling promo lines.
One of the guys who was on before me says, Casey, says, you know, nobody's going to listen to you. He says, what's happening is this new music. That maybe I should listen more closely. And I did. And I learned to dance to it. And then it was over. I was sucked in.
Mark, what do you listen to?
Stupid, Harry!